Obesity in kids, beyond calories in, calories out. 8-year-old Lily came to my office with her parents, who were frustrated. By all accounts, they were doing what most people would consider to be everything right. Lily rarely drank soda, she avoided fast food, and she enjoyed fruit and yogurt on a daily basis. Despite these efforts, her weight continued to rise. Her parents asked me the question I hear often. If we're making healthy choices, why is she still struggling? Stories like Lily's are not unusual. Childhood obesity in the United States has more than tripled since the 1970s. For years, the prevailing message has been simple. Kids gain weight because they eat too much and move too little. But for many families, that explanation rings hollow. The truth is that the body isn't a calculator, it's a chemistry lab. Calories matter, yes, but they're far from the whole story. The limits of calories in, calories out. The old model assumes that if a child eats fewer calories than they burn, they'll lose weight. On paper, that's true. However, in reality, two children eating the same foods can have very different outcomes. That's because metabolism is shaped by hormones, inflammation, gut health, sleep, and even chemical exposures. Understanding these hidden factors is the first step toward real solutions. 1. Inflammation. Think of inflammation as the body's internal fire alarm. A little bit is protective, but when it stays switched on, problems begin. Low-level chronic inflammation, often triggered by processed foods, poor sleep, or stress, can interfere with hormones such as insulin and leptin, the hormone that signals feelings of fullness. Research shows that chronic inflammation contributes to obesity by disrupting energy balance and encouraging fat storage. Family solution: focus on anti-inflammatory whole foods such as fruits, vegetables, and omega-3 rich fish. Prioritize sleep. Blue light from screens disrupts melatonin and worsens inflammation. Encourage daily movement, which itself lowers inflammation. 2. Insulin resistance. Insulin's job is to move sugar from the blood into cells for energy. When cells stop responding, a condition called insulin resistance, the body compensates by pumping out more insulin. Excessive insulin prompts the body to store fat. Importantly, insulin resistance can happen in kids even before a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. Studies show insulin resistance is increasingly common in children and is strongly linked with obesity. Family solution: pair carbs with protein and healthy fats to blunt sugar spikes. Avoid sugary drinks. Even 100% juice can spike blood sugar. Encourage light activity after meals, such as a short walk, which improves insulin sensitivity. 3. Endocrine disruptors. Some chemicals in plastics, pesticides, and processed foods mimic or block hormones. For example, bisphenol A, found in some plastics and can linings, has been shown to alter appetite regulation and fat storage. Children are especially vulnerable because their bodies and hormone systems are still developing. Family solution: store food in glass or stainless steel, not plastic, especially when heating. Wash fruits or veggies thoroughly to reduce pesticide residues. Choose BPA-free bottles and containers whenever possible. 4. Gut microbiome. Trillions of bacteria in the gut help regulate digestion, metabolism, and even cravings. A healthy, diverse microbiome produces short-chain fatty acids that improve insulin sensitivity and reduce inflammation. However, imbalances can increase lipopolysaccharides, which promote fat storage and chronic inflammation. Family solution: feed the gut prebiotic fibers such as bananas, onions, oats, and beans. Add probiotics from yogurt, kefir, or fermented foods. Limit ultra-processed foods, which harm gut diversity. Start today. Families don't need perfection, just progress. Here are research-backed steps tied directly to the root causes of childhood obesity. Movement as play. Play-based activity improves insulin sensitivity and reduces inflammation. A network meta-analysis found that activities such as dancing, cycling, and active games can significantly lower the risk of obesity in kids. Real food first. Whole foods regulate blood sugar better than ultra-processed snacks. Build meals around one-ingredient foods. Family habits matter. Shared meals are linked to healthier eating patterns and weight outcomes in children. Shame-free, hope-filled. Obesity is not a character flaw. It's a health challenge shaped by biology, environment, and family habits. However, families are not powerless. When parents and children work together, the outcome isn't just about weight. It's about energy, freedom from sugar crashes, and resilience for life. Lily's family eventually discovered that small, family-wide changes, switching to whole foods, prioritizing sleep, and adding more playful movement, helped her feel better in ways far beyond the scale. While weight loss wasn't the only, or even the primary goal, her energy, mood, and health improved. She's a reminder that children can thrive even without dramatic changes on the scale, and that the real goal is raising kids who feel strong, healthy, and confident in their bodies.